Chimes Radio Podcast.
Too Many Bananas, written by Noni, published by Pratham Books. Sringeri Srinivas was having a very bad day. Nobody wanted the sweet, ripe bananas he was growing on his farm. Not his family, not his neighbor, not his friends, not even his cows. "No, thank you," they all said. "The bananas are very sweet, but we have had too many. We cannot eat any more." Poor Sringeri Srinivas. What was he to do now with his rich harvest of bananas? He decided to seek help from the farmers' center in Dodduru, a big town near his village. Off he went carrying the best crop of bananas. Surely, someone there would have a good idea for him. A few days later, Sringeri Srinivas returned home very happy. He went back to growing bananas on his farm, but he did not offer the fruits to anyone anymore. Not to his family, not to his neighbor, not to his friends, not to the traders who could sell the bananas in faraway markets, and not even to his cows. Everyone became very curious. Where were all the bananas going? One day, neighbor Shivanna arranged a very big puja. The priest asked him to get 108 bananas as an offering to the gods. Shivanna ran to the Sringeri Srinivas. "I am sorry for saying no to you before, but now I need 108 ripe bananas. Can you help me, please?" Sringeri Srinivas tapped his chin. "Well, my crop has just been cut, but let me see what I can do. You may start your puja. I will surely come." The puja started. The whole village came to watch. The priest began chanting. Soon it became time to offer bananas to the gods. Just then, in came Sringeri Srinivas carrying a big bag. From the bag, he carefully took out 27 packets and laid them put before the holy fire. Each packet was carefully wrapped in banana leaf. On each one was written, "High Quality Banana Halwa, SS Farms." Sringeri Srinivas offered one to the priest. "Each one has the pulp of 4 bananas. There are 27 packets, so here are your 108 ripe bananas." The priest was so surprised that he forgot to chant. In the silence, one child began to laugh. Soon, the whole village was laughing and clapping. Now we know what Sringeri Srinivas does with all the bananas that he grows.